Thank you for supporting WBEZ. You keep public media public. December gifts are among the most important because they set the tone for our reporting in 2026. Next year, we're doubling down on bringing you stories that arm you with the facts. This journalism relies on everyone contributing what they can. Join them today at wbez.org/donate.
WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Imagine if the salad you had for dinner had been grown in the same building where you live. Well, that could soon be the life for tenants of 30 North LaSalle Street. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Farm Zero on the building's 18th floor is just an elevator ride away, growing fresh vegetables with high nutrients for residents to enjoy. And Farm Zero is expanding operations to include a downtown high-rise space that's 10 times its current size. And if its owner has his way, this is only the beginning of a farm takeover in vacant office buildings across the city. Dennis Rodkin, Reset's architecture sleuth, joined us with more information. We began with the farm's origin story. Here's Dennis.
The origin story is this man, Russ Steinberg, who was in another business during the pandemic, was looking around his neighborhood, Lakeshore East, which is all high rises, and said, gee, you know, it would be nice if we could raise our food here. And that has turned into this 18th floor farm in the West Loop, not in Lakeshore East, on LaSalle Street. Right now, it's small. It's about 1,000 square feet, and it really is sort of a demo.
Okay.
But when you walk off the elevator, as I said in my notes to you, when you walk off the elevator on the 18th floor over LaSalle Street, you smell produce. You can tell you have arrived at a farm by elevator.
That is so interesting. I still can't wrap my mind around like what that looks like as you're walking through and how this all works exactly.
Well, so once again, this small version is not how it will look over time, but it's essentially there's a two-room operation. In one, there are watering tanks, and we'll talk about that. But in the larger one, it's essentially like an indoor grow operation you've seen in many other places. Mm-hmm. It's a sealed-off room within this high-rise floor.
Climate-controlled and all?
Climate-controlled, light-controlled, and the plants are growing on trays. Stacked high from the ground, and you see little cabbages, broccoli leaves, mustard greens growing in these trays. And then so back next door, the water tank, that's what made it possible. What Russ Steinberg told me is they have a 100-gallon recirculating water tank. There will be many more when they get into these larger installations. But this was really the demo to show we're not going to be, you know, dumping water by a hose on these trays and letting it flood the floors downstairs. Mm-hmm. We're keeping the water in a recirculating circuit. So that tank gets injected with nutrients that need to go to the plants. And then any water that isn't taken up by the plants is circulated back in. And this, he said, made it possible to have members of the city council, investors, others walk through and say, as you just did, oh, yeah, right.
We see how this can possibly work.
Right.
Of course, people would have concerns about flooding.
Yeah, exactly. So the idea was, how do we show them that, no, it's not going to flood because we're holding all the water in one place. They have to sort of add water to the tank all the time because some of it is being taken up. But this makes it possible to grow vegetables on the 18th floor for people who will be living. This, by the way, is moving to the 19th floor, and people will be living on the floors above.
That's
so essentially,
cool.
Your vegetables for dinner are growing in your own apartment building.
Right downstairs in your apartment building. You mentioned the veggies, you know, the cabbage and such that they're growing. What's this baller mix that Steinberg told you about?
Well, so that's their first product. Their most popular for now is they call it the baller mix. Because it's super healthy. It's these microgreens. Like, you're not getting a head of lettuce or a bag of romaine. What you're getting at the moment is these sprouts, and it's sort of a salad of very small greens, microgreens, very high in nutrients. What Russ Steinberg said to me is you'd have to eat pretty much 40 salads at a restaurant to get the wow. amount of nutrient, nutrition value that you get from these salads.
Wow.
And so it, you know, it looks like a box of bean sprouts, like a plastic container of bean sprouts, mm-hmm. but it's multiple varieties.
Nice. So tell us about this expansion then that I teased, because they're going from this 1,000 square foot space that you described to around 10,000 square feet.
They will grow to 10,000 in a building on Wacker Drive. Just a few blocks away. They'll be in that one. They're actually going to be in the basement. You'll still take an elevator to the farm, but you'll
go down.
And then this one that's on the 18th floor moves to the 19th floor and also grows. And so the idea is in both of these buildings, vegetables will be being grown primarily, not only for the people in those buildings, but also for clients. They have a catering client at the moment. There are others.
That's right, Blue Plate.
Blue Plate,
a pretty
right.
popular local catering company.
And
here.
Then there's a healthcare firm that he couldn't name that also is bringing in, essentially as part of their wellness program, they bring in these sprouts. You know, it's like milk delivery, mm-hmm. but sprouts. And then down the line, there could be a retail outlet. You might be able to walk in and buy some of this yourself.
Just like you and me, right.
Yeah.
Interesting. So there's a lot to this idea here, and it seems like Steinberg's got it pretty thought out, and like he's on a mission. Like he's not stopping there. Tell us more about what his vision is. Like why all this focus on downtown?
Well, partly because downtown, one of the things you can do if you're growing vegetables downtown is you're right there by the customer. Mm-hmm. And so that shrinks your carbon footprint. You're not trucking the vegetables in from out in the country or from some other part of the nation. You're growing them right there where people will eat them. Again, reduce the carbon footprint. But doing it downtown is timely because, especially since COVID, we have an enormous vacancy of office space.
Still, right?
Still today, yeah. At the end of the first quarter, according to Colliers, at the end of March, 29% of downtown office space in Chicago was unoccupied. Mm. And nobody seems to think that all that is going to refill sometime soon. So why don't we, according to Steinberg and others, fill up some of that space with indoor farms?
Mm. And who is this guy? What else should we know about him?
Well, he's an interesting... He's in his mid-40s. He, as I said, lives in Lakeshore East with his wife and two kids. And he was in insurance and investment management for high net worth people. And as I said, he started looking at why aren't we growing food nearby? He eats, he said, a great percentage of his own diet mm-hmm. is these microgreens that he grows. Also feeds them to his kids and his wife. And he's
a problem solver, it sounds like.
He is. And it's one of those where I think it's one of those where you start to pull out the thread and it just keeps going because he realizes, first of all, you know, again, be near the customer. But then there's this huge amount of vacancy. And then there are so many companies that have inputs that want some sort of healthful benefit they can provide their employees or their,
right.
in the case of this building, their tenants. And he is part of a national movement. There was an article in the Washington Post recently about these kinds of projects going on in other cities, including Phoenix, Dallas.
Oh.
There's one in Maine. And somebody from Phoenix described, I thought this was a good term, described these as food condos.
You know what? That is a great term. And are they, as from what you know, Dens, are they up and running already? Or are they at a further stage than Farm Zero here in Chicago? Or did you get the sense like everything is just starting out?
Yeah, most of it is really in the starter phase.
Yeah.
Some of those are far larger operations in a new space, but there is conversion of existing space. And there's also one of the features of that, one of the sources featured in that Washington Post article was a maker of the equipment that makes all this possible,
mm-hmm.
Most of which is not in Farm Zero.
I see.
And so the idea is, I think everybody is sort of looking around. It works in Phoenix, especially because it's so hot, you can't grow food year round outside. It works in Chicago because mm-hmm. it's so cold, you can't grow food year round outside. So everybody sort of looks at it from a different direction and comes to this idea that we could be growing food inside, mm-hmm. as they do extensively in the Netherlands.
Right. It'll be interesting to see how this catches on in maybe some other cities after Chicago becomes one of the, you know, one of the on that list of examples. But there's been so much talk, even on this program, we've talked a lot about just like since the pandemic, that push to revive downtown, to get people back downtown. What do we do with these vacant office spaces? Would you say that this is one of the more unique ideas that you've heard, Dennis, is turning them into farms?
Turning them into farms? Yeah, I would think so. There's not much harder to do. Well, although I shouldn't say that, because he has shown that it's not that hard to do if you
farm condos.
Handle the water properly. But yeah, I think it is. And just the idea that this building, so I should go back. The reason he's moving to the higher floor is that this building is part of that LaSalle Street Reimagined project. This is the first one.
Oh, that's right.
70s office building, and it's going to over 300 apartments, as well as some commercial space on the lower levels. So he's going to be part of that apartment space, the lowest level. He'll be 19. And this is kind of it, like, it makes sense. You're putting new apartments downtown, and we've seen amenities, right? We've seen hot tubs and tennis courts and anything else for amenities for downtown buildings. But what could attract you more than I'm coming, or what could attract you more stylishly today?
Yeah.
Then I get to go home and eat food that was grown in my building. It's such an eco amenity.
I think that's one of the most amazing parts of this. And just the fact that this guy is like, let me take on what seems like an issue. I want to get more people healthy. I've already changed my lifestyle. Let me try and open this world up for others.
Exactly. Yeah. And he's out fundraising now. He's trying to raise several million dollars, $4 million. He has some funding from the state, from the Department of Commerce and Economic Activity in Springfield. He has investors, individual investors, but really what you have to have is an idea like this.
Yeah, it all starts with the idea. We'll leave it there for now. That's Dennis Rodkin, Reset's architecture sleuth and also residential real estate reporter for Crain's Chicago Business. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Sasha.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced and mixed by me, Sasha Ann Simons. You can see photos for this installment of our What's That Building series by going to WBEZ.org. Remember, if you see a building or interesting structure that you want Dennis to investigate, leave us your name and a description of the property in a voice message at 888-915-9945 or send an email to reset@WBEZ.org. Thanks for listening and have a great rest of your day.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.